This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Feeling better now, aren't you, buddy? Feeling better now.
A little bit of room. Yeah, okay. Little bit of room. Right. That you did that off.
Now, can I get you dialed in? Because this is the icon.
This is the icon.
The icon comes into the Sports Bar. We want to stay focused. We want to talk about what we saw last night and what it means for the Buffalo Bills moving forward. We welcome in 13WAM Sports Director, BuffaloPlus.com's Mike Catalana. I mean, Mike, I hope you understand. I've gone through an entire range of emotions here with my co-host over the course of the first 20 minutes of this show, from grumpy to elated, and I really don't know where this is going to go, but I'm thankful that you're with us today, and I appreciate you giving us
Wait a second, both of you. Anybody getting stung by a mosquito?
Could have just
mosquitoes go away, the Mets go away.
Left it alone.
Anyway, sorry. Hi, Mike. Thanks for your time today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Baltimore last night. Do we just chalk us up to, hey, you're not going to go 17-0 in this league? But what would be your concerns coming off that loss?
A couple of things. The whole not going to go 17-0, I know what you're saying there. It's a week-to-week league. It was a bad night for the Bills. I will chalk it up as a loss. I'm concerned about one thing, is they got physically manhandled on both lines of scrimmage. Everybody's talking about all these other somewhat nuanced things. You know, we're talking about going for it on fourth down and this play, that play. They got their butts kicked in the game, both sides. No question. And so that, to me, is more of a concern than any other thing. Whether they would have come back a little bit more and gotten closer, or who knows what would have happened, it was a physical mismatch in the game, which is, it's still only one game, but, boy, that's a little concerning to see that happen to them on both lines of scrimmage.
Is that a function of the team that they were playing? I mean, Baltimore, you could argue, is the most physical team in the NFL, and when they're playing the way they're playing last night, and by the way, I don't think Baltimore is as good as they looked last night, and I don't think the Bills are as bad as they looked last night either.
Well, hey, Matt, Danger, that's a much more too rational of take to take moments after a game. You can't do that. It has to be fire everybody. They're great. They're terrible. I watched the Ravens, should have been 3-0, blow one game totally and nearly blow another one, but they came back, and I got to say, they outcoached them. They outplayed them. They did everything very well. They had one little moment there where they let the Bills think they had some hopes, and then the Bills said, you know what, we don't really want to get back in this game, so we're going to do something dumb.
Mike, could it just be as simple as you're, and it certainly is an excuse, you're down three key pieces to your defense, and I don't know if that makes a difference. Are we expecting Bernard to be back here this week?
Well, it sure seems like it. He was on the practice field at the red jersey not cleared up. He was at the game. He's on the sidelines. I saw him, and I saw Taron Johnson. They didn't put him on IR in that case with the hope that they'd be back within that time. You would think that there's a good chance he's ready. It didn't help. I'll put it to you this way. If you have him out there and you have Taron Johnson out there, they're a different team. Look, the expectations are if you come in the game to play for the Bills, they expect you to play well. But in no magic way is, you know, Cam Lewis and, you know, Baylen Spector, you know, replace those guys. So when you have issues on the D-line and really Baltimore's offensive line, the scheme, everything did a great job. They did a great job. And then you get guys that are lesser players. So, yes, it contributed to it. But it was – that's the part that got me. It was like physically on both sides. Really, the Bills O-line, which has been very good, had a rough night. They really did. And Josh was running for his life. So, you know, they had their they had their offense together, and the offense really had a poor night in general. So, yeah, I'll chalk it up a lot that it's a night, a bad night, all around. That's players, that's coaches, everything. I just thought it was a tough night for the Bills.
It happens so infrequently, and it's happened so infrequently during the Josh Allen era here that you imagine that you know they'll forget about this and they won't show up and put up two stinkers in a row. And it just so happens that you're going to Houston to take on the Texans, which is a game you obviously want to put your stamp on. And there's other narratives, of course, to that game. Is the biggest loser from last night actually the Houston Texans, knowing that the Bills probably don't have two bad games in a row, or they come up with something to prove, even more to prove in week five?
I am a big believer in how you played the week before, how it impacts the next week. You know, the Bills, you're right, Bills have been a pretty consistent team. Doesn't mean they don't have bad games, but usually even if they have a poor game, it's close, and this time it was different. I actually believe if by some way it doesn't work that way, they were going to Baltimore again the next week, it would be a much closer game in a different game. I just think that's just the nature of the NFL by the way teams play. And I'm with you on that a little bit. I would tell you this. If you said right now, Bills are going to split the next two games, and you give them the Jets game and the loss to the Texans, I would take that for them. I would take 4-2, beating the Jets, being in control of the division, because that is still the more important game of the next two. But it's a physical team, and Houston is, you know, okay that way. The Jets are pretty physical. That's a tough stretch of three straight games to go. You got to get one. You would love to get two. Obviously, now you're not going to get three. But, yes, I do believe it. I do believe when you get your butt kicked like that, everybody's got their attention more than just, you know, losing a game by 3 or 4 points.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're going to a place I love here in terms of, okay, let's just measure the Bills against the rest of the division. And I don't know if you had a chance yesterday to take in the Jets and Broncos. I wish I had those 3 hours of my life back after watching that yesterday. But I just came away thinking, boy, the Jets have bigger problems than we might have anticipated here. Just your thoughts on what's going on down there as they pick up a loss that nobody really expected.
Yeah, I was watching parts of it. We were doing some live shots before the game, and everybody sort of was keeping an eye on the game. And when you watch them, something's off, right? Yeah, you know, I know there was this narrative that the Jets' defense is that good. All they need is competent quarterback play. That's all Rodgers has to do. And they'll win a lot of games. And then you watch them, and it's like, I mean, Rodgers did look good the last game on that Thursday night. I mean, he was throwing the ball well. They were moving, or Monday night, what it was, moving the ball offensively. But it's just, there's something off. Denver does have a pretty decent defense, but you can't lose that game at home to Denver. You just can't. You're going to be that kind of team. And between he and Salah, it's not good. The vibe there is off. Doesn't mean they can't win games. Where do they go to London next, right, against Minnesota? And then they play the Bills coming back home. So it's a big stretch for the Jets, too, over the next couple of weeks. But, I felt good about it. I thought they would win the division. I thought they'd beat out the Jets. I didn't think Miami was any good, and I knew New England would struggle. It's sort of playing out that way. But that game a week from Monday, 2 weeks from today, is going to be pretty big for them.
Mike, do the Bills continue to have a Tyler Bass problem? He hit on the one you didn't think he was going to hit, and then he misses the one that you needed that you thought he would hit. I mean, this is. Are we going to get more kickers working out? I mean, do you think that they continue down this path, or are they going to let him try to sort this out in his own head?
Yeah, danger. When you look, it's 40-some-odd yard kicks here. I mean, the league has changed. It's the old 40s or 50s. I kind of wish it worked that way, really, in general. But anyhow, you know, and guys make 60s. I'm not asking him to make a 65-yarder. He's lining up to make that kick. And I'm sitting next to Andy Young from Spectrum, and we're sitting in the press box, and I said, do you have confidence he's going to make this? And Andy's like, nope. And then he missed it. He's had a couple of semi, not even pressure, but like that one, if he makes it, that's great. It's not a heavy, heavy pressure one. They're not going to win the game. Keeps him in it a little bit, you know, and he misses it. And it really wasn't close. And I'm thinking to myself, we've seen several of these. The end of the Pittsburgh game in the playoffs last year, when they could have made it a three-score game and he shanks it left. You know, he just, I don't have confidence in him. And I wonder. And then you start thinking to yourself, all right, there hasn't been a lot of kicker changes 4 weeks into the year. I don't know who the league believes are the good kickers that are still out there, if there are. But if you're Brandon Bean, you're sitting there going, we brought in a couple of kickers. Maybe we didn't see enough. If there's somebody out there they have their eye on, don't you maybe get them on the practice squad now? Or don't you, if you're ready to make a move? Like, I don't want to see them waiting 3 more weeks, have one more missed kick, and then say, okay, this is the time. I think they've given Bass a lot of opportunities to kick his way out of it. It hasn't happened. And I don't know if he's going to get back to where he was, or even to the point where you can have faith in him when you're making decisions on what you do offensively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
13 Wham Buffalo Plus, Mike Catalana joining us as the team will be back at practice coming up on Wednesday, and it's on the Houston here, Mike, and we all get to kind of relive the whole Diggs era there and how it kind of ended. I mean, what is the anticipation this week? I would expect everybody in that Bills locker room to say nice things and kind of downplay it. What are your thoughts here about facing Diggs once again?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting about it is there have been multiple times when we've talked about Diggs over the last, certainly during camp, with the Bills, with the players, certainly with Josh. So it's not like it's been out of sight, out of mind. And that's why it was a couple of weeks ago, a week ago before this game, he was talking about, you know, how he feels about the wide receivers, and he wasn't talking about Diggs in general. So he said a lot of these things already. You know, we're going to talk to him about it on Wednesday. I know fans will say to me, nobody cares. The truth is, a lot of people care. It'll be good to get past this. Honestly, it's good that it's, what, week 5 in the season. Both teams need the game. It's important to the Texans. It's important to the Bills. In the picture, the Diggs part of it, hey, if Diggs has 130 yards and the Bills win the game, they'll be happy. right? It's about just winning the game. Mm-hmm. The numbers don't matter. None of that matters. The Bills do need dynamic players on the at the wide receiver position. Uh-huh. That's missing from them. I'm not saying it's Diggs. I'm saying that they haven't replaced that element of their team. And when they're down in a game like last night, not necessarily Diggs, but I think it's pretty obvious as much as this everybody eats thing is great. It's not great when you're down in a game and you need somebody to make some big plays. It was nice to see Keon bounce back after that drop because that was a bad drop. But he's still a rookie. You're still looking for that. So I think they know that going forward. But, yep, everybody's going to be talking about Diggs this week, and then people will get mad, and then they'll say nice things, and Diggs will say it, but he'll say something cryptic along the way leading up to it. And then they'll have the little hug and 2 hours before the game and talk for a second, shake hands, and then they'll play the game. That's the way I think it's going to go.
I love that you brought that up because that was something that came up last night as the Bills were down and you see Keon Coleman with the drop and you're kind of wondering to yourself and you see Mac Hollins just kind of look like Mac Hollins. I mean, like, I don't know why people thought that you're going to bring in a guy who, you know, could struggle to get over 20 receptions in a season and all of a sudden he's going to be your alpha receiver. The Bills are missing that still, right? Like, the everybody eats thing is great when it works. You're right. It's great when it works, but when you're down last night and you need a big play out of a playmaker, you're kind of looking for that guy, and he doesn't exist. Do you think the Bills will be in the market for a wide receiver before the trade deadline?
They could. I mean, there's a possibility. I don't know. You know, I don't think they're going for Devontae Adams. I don't think they want a player with some mileage on them. I don't know how much in terms of assets. I guess if you could get a player at the right price and there's somebody out there, an Amari Cooper, he got hurt though, didn't he? Cooper? I don't know. Every time I see the Browns, it just throws me off just seeing that team play. But listen, I don't know if anybody actually thought that. I mean, people talk about like Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins would be a really good fifth wide receiver on the team. That's who he is. He plays special teams. He can block. You get him out there in certain circumstances. He can catch a couple of balls. Actually, I think Josh missed him a couple of times. They were off in their connections. Maybe it's that number 13 that just means you can't make connections with Josh Allen. But, you know, Shakir's a really good player, and I think Coleman has a chance to be good. But, man, how much better would those two guys be with a number one, right? Where now they're playing at least with the expectation and the role of what they really are, which is a guy who could be good and a guy who is ascending to be really good, I think, in terms of Khalil Shakir. That's what you want. But you need that guy. Everybody wants one, and they'll say, like, everybody eats. But the truth is, you would like that kind of player. And you're right. We were talking about this morning, like, could they do something at the deadline? You got to see a team start to fall out of it, and I don't know if they'll be the right kind of player. But I think if they're in a good spot, would Bean consider it? Yeah, I think he would, because I think it's obvious in circumstances like this that that's what's missing.
Could you go trade for a kicker, maybe? I don't know at this point.
That's the thing we talk about is, like, unless you got somebody on the practice squad, like, there's no backup kicker. Like, he's either your guy or he's not. It's not like you say we're going to sit Damar Hamlin down and Mike Edwards going to play, like, whatever it is, right? You don't have that with kicker. Either the guy or he's not, unless you bring somebody up from the practice squad, which at that point, if you brought him up, you would be cutting the kicker. So we'll see. One quick thing I wanted to add. I know there's a lot of talk last night about the fourth down plays and the analytics, and I do believe in all that. I think the numbers show, be aggressive, do all those things. I will say sometimes, not to sound like an old man here doing this, but the elements of the game, the circumstances of the game, need to still play into it. Like, early in that game, I don't know what you guys were thinking, but they had a second and five, I think, or a second and two, and they ran it and got nothing. And then Josh went to throw it and got rocked as he had to get rid of the ball quickly. They got blown up on the offensive line, two straight plays, and then he punted the ball. And I know the numbers will say go for it because it helps your win percentage, all that. But in that moment, watching those two plays, I'm like, they ain't getting 2 yards on this next play. Right. I just didn't feel it. And it's early in the game. And you know, when it's fourth and half a yard and you can run the Philly, you know, brotherly shove, go ahead. But, man, 2 yards at that moment, when I'm watching it, looked like about nine because they were getting blown up. I do think that element should come into a coach's mind at times where you don't just say, well, the numbers say go for it and go for it. And other times, when you got them on their heels, put the pressure on them. So I think in hindsight, I looked at it and thought, well, he might as well have gone for it because the defense couldn't do anything.
Right.
That's a pretty rare thing for the Bills defense to get pushed around like that, like they did. So maybe McDermott could have been more aggressive, but I don't find any of those decisions, for the most part, to be totally black and white. And when you're losing the line of scrimmage, man, it's a tough way to do business.
Yeah, Mike, it's just kind of reflect here. The last time the Bills lost by double digits, that was the Jonathan Taylor game. We're never gonna see another stretch like this in Buffalo Bills history.
Well, really, in anybody. And I had somebody right away tweet at us, and they were like, you don't see that happen to the Chiefs. Did you see the Chiefs and the Raiders last year on Christmas Day? The Raiders ran all over them for like 260 yards and blew them out. And there was a lot of, I mean, it's still the Chiefs, and we all know, yes, they won the Super Bowl. But it happens. It happens to teams. It just doesn't happen to the Bills because they usually are pretty disciplined. They usually find a way, and they have Josh Allen, so they're never out of it. But yeah, it's quite a stretch. And you know what? The odds are pretty good it might happen again this year. I mean, it could happen Sunday. Like, you don't know how the league's going to go other than the fact that it is a long season. We haven't even hit October. And I picked them to be 10-7. I think maybe they can be better than that. But, you know, these next two games will tell us a lot more, and we'll see how they bounce back from, really, just like I said at the beginning. I mean, they got their butts whooped in that game. I actually think it makes it a little easier to move on from it than if it was close, because they just don't go through this very often. But, you know, flush it, burn the tape, move on after this one.
Mike, I'm going to make an executive decision here in the middle of the sports bar and shift gears from the Bills to Major League Baseball. Because
you just get that smirk off your face. I'm not even watching the game. I'm watching you,
and you're just gripping, and you have a lead. Yes, the bases are loaded in the bottom of the eighth, two outs, and Ozzie Albies is up for the Braves. One swing of the bat here could change the
face. This is because I opened my mouth at the beginning of the segment. I feel responsible for this.
I don't understand. I don't know what this is going on. The playoffs don't start. The playoffs start Saturday, right?
Well, there are some teams, Mike, that are still fighting for a playoff spot. One of them happens to
be cute.
Yeah, Gene's New York Mets. Yeah, it is cute.
It is nice. Whoever wins this game, I'm going to guess, sits everybody the next game as best you can, right? I don't even know what you do. You got to pitch somebody.
Meanwhile, just relaying in real time, the Braves have just taken the lead 7-6.
No, they didn't.
On an Ozzie Albies double that cleared. Genius.
I will tell you this. I'm outside. I was there. The game's on inside. I will tell you that I'm a little emotional right now. I enjoy coming on your guys' show. Mm-hmm. But for me to be able to be on the show, hearing Gene in pain is something I will always remember.
This is an all-time moment in the sports bar.
It's against Diaz, too. This is a problem. Like, now, even if you somehow get to Milwaukee, you can't use them.
This is an all-timer, Mike.
Six RBI for Albies.
Let's
Danger, you got to carry this.
I got it, Mike. Gene's going to sit in timeout for a little bit while his team regroups,
you know,
ahead to game two of the doubleheader.
Fates was talking to other guys, and, you know, Dan did his thing where he said he wasn't going to watch. He's watching.
They sucked him.
Okay, because he wasn't going to watch. But they were talking about they should have a deal. Like, they're just joking about what these teams. If you're the Braves, you hate the Mets, right? If you're the Mets, you hate the Braves, right? If you win, what are you doing in the next game? Let's just say the Braves hold on and win. The next game, you're going to still do what's best for you, but the guys going up to the plate want to hit. The pitchers want to get guys out. Like, there's no guarantee in baseball that the Mets win the next game if they lose this one.
There's no guarantee.
The Braves, and you can eliminate, or the Mets, and you can eliminate. Like for the Mets, imagine for the Mets, if they come back and win this game, that they can turn around and go, oh, and we eliminated the Braves and got them out. Don't you think they'd want, without using everybody, they got another game tomorrow, in part, as you know, because Major League Baseball is run by idiots, that they still ended up having to play this Monday. Yeah. They could have worked other things out. But it does warm my heart to see this. Tell Gene not to worry. I'm sure, knowing the Mets' history, if they lose this, they'll win the second game, right? Danger.
That's what the way it usually
given,
works,
right?
Yeah. I mean,
they never really play poorly in Atlanta.
It's an automatic. You just got to win one.
Script this. I literally...
You just got to win one of two. That's it. That's all you need.
Isn't it? So Diaz is like, wasn't it Sherman that burned down Atlanta? Isn't that the thing? Wasn't it General Sherman? What is that? I remember that from history. Is that what Diaz is doing here?
to make matters worse, it's not an error. You could have gotten out of this 6-4 with the lead two runs, but Diaz
did not cover first,
Mike.
That's a tough thing for a pitcher. I'm sure he's never had to cover first base before.
Mike, this is awful.
Set us up for this
week.
You
realize when I came on with you guys, it was 6-3, right?
Uh-huh. It was. At the beginning of the segment, he was popping off. You heard him.
Oh, yeah, he was. Hey, by the way, the Braves bullpen, this game isn't over either.
No. No, it certainly isn't. But before we let you go, I want to make sure you have plenty of time to let everybody know about what you're working on at BuffaloPlus.com. What does the week look like here leading up to Houston?
All right, so Buffalo Plus, on Dan and I on the YouTube channel, it's so funny, Danger. We record last night at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning, and I wanted to know from people, like, when do you watch this? Because you lose a game like that, some people need to cleanse for hours and then come back in the afternoon. It's kind of funny the way people handle a loss. But we have our video there. We'll be talking to a reporter in Houston tomorrow to do our What They're Talking About segment. We'll be at practice on Wednesday. We'll do our podcast live on Thursday. And then Jenna and I are heading to Houston on Saturday. So we got plenty of content on there. Yeah, and then maybe we'll even throw in some baseball. It seems to be getting more and more interesting.
Thanks for your time, Mike.
Anytime, Gene. Hey, listen, I just want it on the record. I came on with the Mets leading. I leave with the Mets losing. I'm not saying I had anything to do with it, but I'm just saying.
It's happening.
It was not just a lead. It was a three-run lead.
It's happening.
With Diaz on the mound.
Yeah, Diaz. Yeah. Yeah. Play the trumpets for him. It's taps. I told you, taps is what plays.
Mike Catalana, 13 Web Sports, and BuffaloPlus.com. Stopping into the sports bar, delivering as always. All right, we're gonna take a break, Gene. I'm gonna take a little time here. I want you to gather yourself. We're in the top of the ninth.
Top of the ninth.
Game's not over.
Look, Diaz.
You just need to win one.
He was on the verge of tears in the clubhouse.
Just need to win one. And you're in the postseason. We'll come back and we'll talk to Nate Geary next hour as well. Some takes from yesterday. I've got a Steelers take, and I've got a take on which head coach I believe will be the coach to lose his job during the regular season. The coach most likely to lose his job while the season is still going.
Okay. I have a few takes here. One, I cannot believe that baseball actually did something, that they're listening to their fans. Hard as it is to believe, but I'm such a cynic. I think there's a reason for this. Also, just a moment to remember Dikembe Mutombo, too.
Mutombo, yes. We'll get to that and more next. We got Nate Geary stopping by right around 4:25, and we have time for your calls if you want to pull up a stool and join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.